In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's epistle, we heard that everyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. St. Paul writes this to his disciple Timothy to encourage him. Everyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. This makes sense. Because if we are following our Lord Jesus Christ, we will follow him into persecutions. That is the life that he himself lived. Suffering the insults and slanders of the Pharisees, suffering the denial even of his own disciple, and then finally, of course, suffering the shame and the pain of the cross, all because he represented God's righteousness. He lived, he spoke in everything, at every moment, according to God's righteousness. And in a world that is consumed by sin, that is being carried along by a flow of sin, to live according to righteousness is to swim upstream. It is hard. It is difficult. It is a jostling and sometimes painful experience. St. Paul goes on to contrast this persecution that Christians must endure with what the wicked experience. Evil men and imposters, they just go on from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. Whereas we face resistance trying to live in righteousness, the wicked face no resistance. In several of the Psalms, there is this expression of perplexity about how those who live according to God suffer, but those who live sinfully seem to have no sufferings, no hindrance, nothing to hold them back from what they want to accomplish. Sort of like lemmings. You know about lemmings, how they rush down the hillside and as a big group and then over the edge of the cliff and drown in the sea. It's this inexplicable phenomenon. Imagine that there are some lemmings who come to their senses and say, "This is foolish. You're all rushing to your doom." And they try to go the opposite way in the midst of this crowd, this flow that's going over the cliff. How hard it would be. How many of their, you know, fellow lemmings they would bump into as they tried to claw their way in the opposite direction. That's what it's like for us as Christians. As the whole world is following this path of sin that leads to death, we are trying to follow Christ in the opposite direction. And so it is going to be difficult. The persecution that that St. Paul encountered, he mentions earlier in today's reading about how he suffered at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. He only mentions the names here, but we learn from the Acts of the Apostles and from his epistles how he was beaten, how he was stoned, how he was cast into prison, all for the sake of Christ. Now today, we don't face prison or physical punishment for our sins, for our righteousness, for our faith in Christ. However, we still encounter persecutions. They're a softer form of persecution. As we try to live faithfully, those around us who don't want to live faithfully put pressure on us, even unconsciously, to go along with this path that they have chosen. Sometimes they shun us because of the choices we have to make in faithfulness to Christ. Sometimes they mock us. Sometimes they insult us. Sometimes they just abandon us. But in addition to these outward persecutions we endure, there's an inward persecution that we endure. Within us are all of these habits of sin that we have formed called the passions. And the passions, as we try to repent and turn around, those passions are there to pull us back towards sin. They cause us pain and perplexity. They cause us confusion. And so St. Paul warns Timothy not to expect an easy road on the path to Christ, but to expect all of these difficulties. And yet, as he warns him, he also gives him these encouragements. First of all, in the light of all that he himself has suffered, "What persecutions I endured," he exclaims. He says, "Yet from them all the Lord rescued me." Now, this is the amazing thing, because as we are undergoing all of these difficulties in our pursuit of righteousness, it doesn't seem like there can be any good end to it. And yet, miraculously, there is. St. Paul himself exemplifies that in his own life. And so, as he encourages Timothy to continue in the faith, he asks him to remember those whom he has learned it from, to keep in mind those he learned the faith from, including St. Paul, to keep in mind their example, to keep in mind the fact that they have gone before like pioneers. They have cut their way through this swamp, you know, through this rainforest. And in spite of all difficulties and troubles, they have come out on the other side. We ourselves, of course, can remember the apostles. We can remember the saints. We can meditate on their lives and draw encouragement from these. But even closer to us, there are people in our lives that we learned faith in Christ from, people who are further along that path. And if we consider how God has been faithful to them, we can draw strength and encouragement from that. In addition to this encouragement from these faithful examples, St. Paul tells Timothy to draw encouragement from the Scriptures, that we can continue in the faith knowing from whom we have learned it, and also how we have been acquainted with the Holy Scriptures, the sacred writings, how they lead us to salvation. In the midst of this world that's being drawn as if by a magnet towards death, the Scriptures embody the opposite way of thinking, a way of thinking that we can't find on any television program or in any movie or in any book, in any form of the media that surrounds us that is corrupted by the sin that is in the world that's infected all of us. The Scriptures are this pure deposit, a touchstone for what righteousness is and what true life is. We must keep return, we must continuously return to that touchstone in order to reset our inner compass and find that life that we all seek. To our glorious and saving God be honor and worship and praise to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.